The area between Karolinenplatz, Königsplatz, and Karlstrasse became infamous as the Nazi Party neighborhood. The NSDAP had already bought the building at Briennerstrasse 45, which subsequently became known as the Brown House in 1930, and subsequently further key offices of the Nazi bureaucracy gradually moved into the area. Although after 1933 the Nazi center of power was moved to Berlin, key offices of the NSDAP and its associated organizations remained in Munich. The party's organizations and institutions were divided into regional and local units. Dr. Iris Lauterbach from the Central Institute for History of Art is co-editor of Bürokratie und Kult, a publication about the Nazi Party headquarters on Königsplatz.
The administrative structures connected with these buildings were extremely complex and spread like a spider's web all over the German Reich. And these administrative structures, they were the dangerous thing, or the thing that then had an enormous effect.
Die Architektur hier ist letztlich.
Ultimately, the architecture here is just a facade for this. But to get a clearer view of the administrative structures, you need to take a look behind the scenes.
Die Nazis haben versucht, die Funktion.
The Nazis tried to portray the function of the party administrative building, in particular, as that of a clean administration. That was how it was always shown. And of course, that couldn't have been more hypocritical, because the so-called clean administration was, of course, simply a facade for what was really going on behind the scenes.
Making society conform with Nazi ideals and achieving the bureaucratic centralization, documentation, and control of all areas of life by means of a powerful and all-pervasive state and party apparatus. These were the goals of the Nazi leadership's domestic policy. The area around Königsplatz became the central party area, where many Nazi party officials and Nazi organizations were housed in more than 50 buildings, from the national office responsible for the entire Reich down to regional branches. At times, as many as 6,000 people were employed here.
Walking down Barastrasse towards Karlstrasse in the 1930s, you would have seen only party buildings on both sides of the road. On the right-hand side, for instance, was the supreme headquarters of the SA leadership. On the corner of Karlstrasse, the Reich leadership of the SS. On the right-hand side of Karlstrasse, continuing on down to Maiserstrasse, the National Socialist Lecturers Association, the Reich Youth Leadership of the Hitler Youth, the National Socialist German Students Association, the NSDAP Press Office, the Reich Central Press Office, the Reich Central Propaganda Office, the Reich Students Leadership, and on the right-hand side, the National Socialist German Physicians Association.
At the end of Karlstrasse, turn left into Maiserstrasse, then left again, and go to Sophienstrasse number 6. This was the building which housed the Munich Regional Finance Administration.